hate to say it, but time management is bullshit. Stay with me. What I mean is, shit happens in life and sometimes you need to be adaptable. Time management largely is being supported, but I just want to share today what's happened and my plan for today versus what really happened. Okay.
Hello, I'm Olivia D'Souza. I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm a content and podcast expert. I support visionary entrepreneurs and leaders passionate about living with purpose. Join me as we explore podcasting, life, business, and authenticity. Subscribe for meaningful conversations with a business buddy who gets what it's like. Welcome to Magnetic Pod. I'm stepping in the
next little me. So today, the reason I felt like saying time management is bullshit, because I planned out my day today. I wrote from 10 until 11, just sketch out my plans for what I'm going to record the podcast, 11 till 12 or 12:30, batch record, do my episodes for the week. And then after that, like I've got a break, I can look at, you know, planning how to schedule them out for the rest of the week and get on to client, and I have got client work that I need to get done. So what ended up happening is that I record with my phone attached to the computer. I use my phone as the webcam because I got a fancy iPhone 14 with the best camera, and that's what I use as a webcam. And being a podcast manager, I sort of feel like that I need to have good quality video because I've got to set an example. Even though there are some things I'd like to improve. Since I've moved house, the thing that I still haven't managed to get to on the list of things to do is set up the room the way I'd like and have the backdrop that I'd like. But never mind. I do still want to have the best, you know, like a good quality video. So I use as a webcam my iPhone, and I set it onto continuity camera, and then it recognizes it on the computer. At least normally it does, but would it happen today? No, it would not see the webcam. And a lot of the time, and if I wasn't a podcast manager, if that wasn't my actual job, I would have just gone, you know, stuff it, I'll just use the webcam, who cares? But I felt like I've got a standard, okay? And maybe it's not true, probably no one had noticed, to be honest, but I feel like I've got to, people are gonna maybe scrutinize me a bit more. So I need to have my proper microphone and I need to have my good quality camera working, and the computer would not recognize the damn thing. And I've gone through the setup before and I've got this working before, so it should just work now, shouldn't it? It should just work. And so, you know, did a quick Google to figure it out, and then some things say it could, you know, be the latest software. So I updated my phone, sat there and waited for it to update, and then tried it again. And I tried different platforms even, and nothing would recognize the phone still. And so eventually I rebooted the computer and it worked. Yay, it worked. But that took up, you know, like it was another hour or something. Like, it, I don't know, a big chunk of time just went with this stupid issue. And then as I was recording, I wanted to pause for a minute to fix something, and my computer was just deciding to go slow and lag, and I'm just waiting for my computer to just process and do something. And I've got all the other programs closed, so it should be able to cope with it in theory. But it was just slow today, and the time has gone, and I'm like, shit. And so I thought, you know what, I create podcasts, I've made this big commitment to do a daily podcast, I'm in the last week of getting it done, gonna get there. And I thought, there's got to be content in this. I gotta share you what's gone into making this bloody podcast. I've got to let you know. And I just want to share that. And that's why, if shit happens, if life doesn't go to plan, you are not alone. Like, you're not alone over here. Exactly the same thing happening. And I guess the thing is, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Give yourself some compassion. If you can pull anything positive out of it, like me, I'm making a podcast, I'm creating content out of it, so there's something. And adaptability and just forgiving yourself and being flexible. So yes, you have a plan, and that's why I felt like time management is bullshit. I had a plan. It was worthless, but it's not. It's life. So my plan now is to change the plan. My plan is to finish this. I got a couple of episodes and I'm going to call it quits because there's priorities, and my priority is I've got to make sure that I get back to some important client work. Client work always comes first. Monday is the one day where I will record something, at least one episode, one or two episodes for myself before I focus on the other things. It's taken longer than it usually does. I'm not going to get all of my episodes batch recorded today. I'm going to have to be okay with that because I've got clients work, and that is my priority, so that has to happen. But yeah, I think you have planning, and then you have flexibility, and then you have life, and you gotta not take it all too seriously. You've gotta have some faith that you are moving in the right direction, and it's okay, and life happens, and out of every negative you can pull the positive out of it anyway. I've got a whole new podcast episode about the shit of a morning this has been. But in perspective, it's not a shit of a morning at all. It is incredibly privileged that I get that this is my life, that the worst thing that happened to me today is that things didn't go to plan. My gosh, how lucky am I? Is that the worst thing? That's the worst thing that happened today, you know? Everyone I love is alive. I'm not living in a war zone. I have a roof over my head. I love where I live, you know, like perspective. So if things haven't gone the way you planned today, I see you, I feel you, I am you. It's okay. Be all right. I'm sending you my love and good wishes. We're okay. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye. I'm stepping in the next level me. Hello, it's Libby here. Have you ever wondered about what the key elements are that make a podcast truly stand out? Or maybe you're thinking about starting your own special podcast and feel a bit overwhelmed and don't know where to start? Well, I have something for you. Introducing the Ultimate Podcast Checklist. Da, 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 da. It's a step-by-step guide that covers everything from the initial brainstorming to advanced growth strategies. It's the perfect companion for both new and seasoned podcasters. And the best part, it's absolutely free. Da, 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 da. To grab your copy, simply head to the show notes of this episode and you will find a direct link there, and then away you go. Remember, every podcast started with that initial spark and the right resource. So let the Ultimate Podcasting Checklist be yours.